Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today I'm going to be introducing myself, talking a little bit about my interests, my journey with Islam, and my intentions for this podcast. So I hope for each episode to be about 30 minutes long. I'm going to try and keep them relatively unedited, just so you can get my full thoughts. And you know, I want to have a sort of natural sound that includes all of the little quirks, the ums, the buts, the in-between things. So today I want to introduce myself. My name is Talour. That's spelled T-A-H-L-O-O-R. My family's Norwegian, so that's where that comes from. Most people think it's a Muslim name. It is not a Muslim name, so don't be upset if it's hard for you to pronounce. I had this interaction one time where a brother was like, "I make it a really important thing to pronounce Muslim names well," and I was like, "That's great. But it's not a Muslim name, so don't worry about it." My name is Talour. Right now, I am 21, and I want to go ahead and let you guys know up front, I am a revert. I was not born into Islam. I'm 21 right now. I reverted, I believe it was freshman year of high school. It was when I was in high school. Not sure how old I was at the time, but that's when I took my shahada, and none of my family is Muslim. It's really a journey I've been on by myself for the most part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really been my only guide, which is okay. But recently, actually just today, I went to the masjid for the first time, and it was phenomenal. I was there for about 2 hours in between prayer times, and I attended two lectures by two different imams, and it was fantastic. I loved it. I'm going to go again on Sunday, and I'm going to try and go every Friday. So I want to talk about some of my interests. Well, first of all, I feel it's important to let you know up front that I am a revert, because throughout this podcast, I hope to update you on things that I've been learning, whether that relates to Islam or not, just because I think it's really important to be a forever pursuer of knowledge. I think we should never stop learning. We should never stop studying. If I could go to school a million times over, I would, just to learn, not to get anywhere in life, not to have a career path, just to study and enjoy learning. I would do that. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, because I think it's important that throughout this podcast, I'm going to be, for my Muslim listeners, I'm going to be talking about a lot of things that you already know, but for me, it's new information, especially because I haven't really had much guide from brothers and sisters, just because I haven't been the bravest when it comes to putting myself out there. Again, I've been Muslim for years, and I've only just now been to the masjid. It doesn't feel great to say that, but I feel good about the fact that I've finally gone, because there's nothing to be worried about. Everyone was welcoming. Everyone was fantastic. It was nerve-wracking, but it was great. So I want to be very honest and open with whatever audience I gain, even if that's 2 monthly listeners, that'd be beautiful. My mom and one of my brothers, I would take it. Yeah. So, some of my interests, I struggle with picking up just a few. I'm really into art and illustration. I'm obsessed with literature, Japanese literature. And you might not call it literature, but that does include manga. I am a fan. We could talk about artists, we could talk about authors. Kafka on the Shore, The Sound of Waves, Spring Snow, Osamu Dazai. I'm a little basic, but it's only because I've just scratched the surface. I know there's so much more for me to discover, so I'm excited for that. So yeah, definitely into literature, definitely into art, illustration. I love music, and I know that there's going to be a lot of Muslims that aren't the happiest with that. Because it's considered haram. I want to talk about that in a later episode. I think that will be a really good thing to unpack. I don't really want to say my views on it right now, just because I feel like it will deter many Muslims. But what I ask of you is to keep an open mind. And I think that it's really important to listen to perspectives, regardless of if we agree with them or not. So I hope that you'll do the same and continue to listen to me, even if there are some things that you don't necessarily agree with. 'Cause everyone has value and everyone has something to share. And I think it's really important to... I learn a lot from Muslims and non-Muslims, from believers and non-believers. I think there's something to learn from everyone, and I think everyone has value in this world. And that's up to you how much value you put on those people in this dunya, on the material world and material knowledge. So that's really a personal choice, in my opinion, how important that is to you. So I love language learning. Right now I speak 3 languages, Norwegian, French, and English. I'm hoping to kind of expand that. Right now I'm continuing studying Norwegian and French because I don't think you're ever truly done learning a language. Even in English, my native language, there is things that I don't know. There's words I don't know. There's grammar I don't understand. I am currently beginning my studies. I want to say beginning, but I've studied a bit in the past and just not had much luck of retainment. So I'm going to say beginning. Korean and Arabic. Very important languages. Obviously, I'm Muslim, so Arabic is a must, but I'm learning classical Arabic for the Quran, but also modern standard, just because I want to be able to read. I want to be able to consume. I think Arabic has so much poetry to it. And there is so much Arabic poetry that I want to read. In translations just aren't the same. I'm never going to fully get that experience from a translation. I'll definitely be getting a different and still worthy experience. But sometimes I just want the raw text, you know? Right now we're at about 10 minutes. I think I'm going to try and have this introduction just be about 15-20 minutes. And then for further episodes, my goal is to get to 30 minutes or about an hour, depending on how just depending on what I have to say for the episode, how much I've been learning. So basically, each episode I want to get in, I plan to upload about one a week, and my goals are to just give you a review of what I've learned each week. So that could be where I am with my language studying, that could be some advice someone's given me, points from a lecture that I attended. I'm not in school currently. I've had a couple classes under my belt at university, and obviously, not obviously, because college is not for everyone, but for me, I do hope to attend school again and get a degree. I plan to study lots of people are surprised or taken aback, but I plan to do a double major and or triple major in illustration, botany, and linguistics. Those are my main interests. I can't pick just one. Botany. I'm a florist. I worked as a florist for about 3 years, give or take. That is my passion. Yeah, and I just want to give you guys like life updates. I'm sort of taking inspiration from other content creators that I consume. I love Hijabi Diaries. I think she's fantastic. I think she does a wonderful job. Yeah. So, what else? Oh, I need to talk about my journey in Islam a little bit more. I've talked about some interests. Yeah. So, if I can be really specific, it's been difficult, my journey in Islam. I've struggled with anxiety and depression a lot. I take medication for it. But especially in the most recent years, Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have really helped me sort of ground myself, if that makes sense, and detach from this dunya and the material world and what it is to be so absorbed in the self that it consumes you. I would honestly say that even though I wasn't born Muslim, I feel like I've always been Muslim. And I mean, this goes back to why we say revert, not convert, because as a lot of Muslims know, we believe that everyone is born Muslim. Or not born Muslim, but everyone in the beginning of their existence is Muslim. And then they're born into circumstances that have them be not Muslim. Have them born into, whether it's another religion, no religion at all, a culture that doesn't embrace Islam, or in fact, does the opposite and prohibits it. I feel like Islam has always been a part of my life, and it's always going to be a part of my life, no matter where I am. When it comes to the hijab, when it comes to Mecca, when it comes to really so many different things, Islam will always be there for me. And it's very comforting, I'd say. Oh, and I also want to have a disclaimer that I don't believe in the spread of misinformation, and I think anti-intellectualism is a big problem, especially right now. It's always been an issue, but I think that with the age of the internet and social media, we're able to really get a look into how problematic and how relevant anti-intellectualism is. But I know that there's going to be things that I say that are going to be wrong, because I, as are you, I am still learning, and especially as a revert who just hasn't really had a community, I know that obviously I've had to do all the research myself. I've not really had any teachers. I've had to use the internet, read the Quran, interpret it in my own way. And there's going to be mistakes along that. So I just ask that you listen with kindness and keep an open mind and have empathy when it comes to hearing me make a mistake or hearing me say something that you feel is wrong or you don't agree with. Yeah. So my journey with Islam has been, it's been rocky, but I would say that that is more because my journey in life has been a struggle overall. Jihad, you know, whether it's a lesser struggle or a greater struggle, that is a good question. That's something to explore. I feel like I'm not educated enough to make a decision. Yeah. So, oh, as I was saying, I lost my train of thought. I think that it is more not Islam has been difficult for me, but life has been difficult and gotten in the way and made things difficult. And just by circumstance, it's been hard to be a dedicated Muslim and be what I value and be what I consider to be a good Muslim. But we're all learning, regardless of whether we're born Muslim or not. And I think it's really important to keep that in mind. So I think I'm going to wrap up this episode. We're at about 18 minutes, 19 minutes. I might have to scrap this whole episode because it turns out you can't hear what I'm saying because I'm new to this. I'm new to editing. I'm new to, I don't know if the audio file is going to be usable at all. So we'll see. But I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you'll come back for more episodes. Inshallah. Thank you.